This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. A potential U.S. government shutdown has now been averted after President Donald Trump signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill. That funding package includes $900 billion in pandemic relief for struggling Americans. It also funds the U.S. government through next September. The president had called the bill a disgrace after it had been passed in the House and Senate, capping months of negotiations in which President Trump was little involved. Without President Trump's signature or passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight Monday. Increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections expired early Sunday. The president had sharply criticized the legislation earlier last week and on Saturday indicated his continued objections to it. He wanted to see most Americans receive $2,000 each rather than the $600 allotted in the current bill. U.S. federal authorities say they have used DNA evidence to link suspect Anthony Quinn Weaver to the Christmas morning explosion in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee. Investigators saying the 63-year-old man died in the blast and that they believe no one else was involved. Three people were injured and dozens of buildings were damaged. Several neighbors of Warner said they had seen a light-colored recreational vehicle similar to the one that was used in the explosion on Friday in his backyard for the last several months. The delivery of the first shipment of Sinovac's COVID-19 vaccine from China to Turkey has been postponed 1 to 2 days. The delay is due to a case of the coronavirus in Beijing customs, according to the Turkish health minister on Sunday. This is VOA News. Voters turned out in huge numbers for Central African Republic's presidential and legislative elections Sunday, that according to the UN mission head. Strong voting election turnout despite rebels opening fire in some areas to scare voters away. Rebel groups hostile to President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including former President Francois Bozize. Touadéra is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting began Sunday, and full provisional results are expected by the end of the week. U.S.-backed forces are carrying out new raids against Islamic State-affiliated militants in eastern Syria. The new campaign, led by the Syrian Democratic Forces, targets remnants of the IS in Deir al-Zor province, which borders Iraq. The SDF said Sunday its ongoing operations have been focused on active IS cells in the northern part of the province. The statement also said special forces and international coalition forces arrested a member of a terrorist cell north of Deir al-Zor during a joint raid operation. The SDF added that its forces also seized quantities of ammunition at the same time. Sudan's state news agency reported Sunday the country will deploy large numbers of troops to South Darfur state after 15 people were killed in tribal violence recently. State news citing the state governor as making the remarks. The state is also part of the rest of Darfur region in the west of Sudan, which suffered a bitter conflict that erupted in 2003. The latest violence began over a dispute over a water source between members of the tribes Masalit and Falata. Heavy snowfall killed 12 climbers in the mountains north of Tehran, Iran, according to state media on Sunday. State media also reporting a ship capsized in the Gulf and the crew is still missing. The heavy snow and high winds in several parts of Iran over the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transport. Meanwhile, IRIB said on its website, maritime authorities were searching for the 6 Iranian and 1 Indian crew member of an Iranian transport vessel that capsized near the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Gulf on Friday. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. And don't forget, you can always download the VOA News app. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.